Peter's second letter is chock full of practical advice and valuable help in our daily walk with the Lord. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of 2 Peter. He begins by referring to himself as a servant or bond slave and an apostle of Jesus Christ. In his first letter, he referred to himself as an apostle, but in this one he added bond slave. It causes us to wonder if he had grown in humility and greater understanding of his role as a leader in the church. It is interesting to note that whenever the Apostle Paul referred to himself as bondslave and apostle, he always put bondslave first. That's what they were. They were called to serve as apostles, but in their hearts they knew that they were bondslaves of the one who had given them life. In his opening remarks, he spoke of the blessings that are ours in Christ, multiplied grace and peace, and all things that pertain to life and godliness. The source of it all is through the knowledge of God. As we know, the means of growing in the knowledge of God is His Word. Peter's reference to the Word of God is fascinating. The first is verse 4, "By which are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." His first reminder is that the Word of God contains great and precious promises from God to His children. What an encouragement that is to all of us. You know how a loving father delights to keep his promises to his children. Following this, he challenges us to lend every effort to grow in faith, which is the starting point of all spiritual knowledge and growth. Then he adds moral excellence, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, and devotion to God in our fellowship and service, so that our perseverance is not merely human effort, but the overflow of the life of Christ within. Our service should come from overflow, not overwork. He adds three more graces in which we should grow: godliness, brotherly kindness, and then caps it off with Christian love. His next reference to the Word of God is equally fascinating. On the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter had been an eyewitness of the majesty of Christ. But, he says, we have the prophetic word confirmed and proven true that must be heeded in our hearts. It was given by God Himself. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. He follows this reminder of the blessings that are ours through the sure Word of God with a warning regarding false teachers that abound. They were very popular and successful in their opposition to the truth. They will be motivated by greed and will exploit many by their counterfeit teachings. He ends his letter with teaching regarding Christ's return and a reminder that our concepts of time are not the limited context in which God operates to bring His promises and purposes to pass. God is always on time. His long-suffering love is the guiding force behind any seeming delay of the Lord's return. His last admonition is a timely challenge to make progress in the twofold sphere of Christian growth, the knowledge and grace of God. Study this letter for your own growth in the Lord.